There was a guided meditation on hazelnuts. Then he showed me a little thing, no bigger than a hazelnut, as it seemed to me, lying in the palm of my hand, and it was as round as a ball. I looked at it with the eye of my understanding and thought, what can this be? And I was answered generally, it is all that is made. I gazed with astonishment, wondering how it could survive because of its littleness. It seemed to me that it was about to fall into nothingness. And I was answered in my mind, it lasts and always will last because God loves it. And so, everything receives its being from the love of God. In this little thing, I saw three truths. God made it. God loves it. God keeps it. I was reminded of an imaginative contemplation I had during the exercises on the first principle and foundation, where I had been praying with Psalm 139 and pondering my own creation. And I found myself in a repetition of that prayer, focusing on a consolation I had received at that time. I was my small inner child, around 4 years of age, in the garden with God, wearing my purple sparkly wellies and a simple white dress. I kid you not, who would put a child in a white dress to do gardening? With my nose running like a burn, as they say where I am from, we were planting sunflowers in a large round flower bed. He had shown me how to do it and was over at the other side of the flower bed working, when I stopped to stare at the seeds in my hand. The phrase from the psalm repeated again and again in my mind. When I was being formed in secret, textured in the depths of the earth.